With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're WXRT and HD1 Chicago, and I'm Terry Hemmert. You know, when I was out and about, I get out of the house like three times a day and look and see what's going on in the city of Chicago. And the other night, because of a good friend of mine, Mary Rafferty, she did an opening for a very interesting exhibit. And that was the night that I was introduced to this organization called Earth Heart Foundation. Now, if you think it's something about cardio health, it's not. It's about our mental health. It's about our spiritual health. It's about health in the neighborhoods. As you probably well know, we do have some situations in the city of Chicago where we worry about young people that walk out the door to go to school or maybe sitting on their grandmother's porch and somebody comes by with a gun and it's a tragic end. And sometimes we feel like that Marvin Gaye song makes me want to holler, throw up both my hands. But there are some people that think you need to do more than throw up both your hands. There's no time for despair. It's time for action, time for peace, and time for love. And who can do that? Well, this organization thinks, let's turn to the mothers in the hood, see what the mothers can do, because mothers are very powerful. And as they say, every mother can change her world. And when she changes her world, she changes the world around. Now, I got to hear a panel discussion that night with some of these mothers, and I thought, I got to get them on the radio. These are some amazing women that have a lot of knowledge and wisdom and love to impart and share with the audience, because there are a lot of people living in Chicago that want to know more than just what they see on the news, because the neighborhood is a whole lot more than that. And so to help us grow together and learn more about what's going on in our own city with our children, because, you know, they're any child in the city of Chicago, I consider I'm their aunt. You know, I love these kids. And so let's see what we can do, because these are the mothers and they know better than anybody. So let me introduce five remarkable women to you that you'll get to know in this next half hour. And as I call out your name, you can say hello and maybe by way of introduction, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into some dialogue. But first is Tanisha Barner. Tanisha,
hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And you're a mother?
Yes, I'm a mother of two, and I live in the Woodlawn neighborhood.
Okay. And how'd you get involved with this group?
I was chosen by one of the women that works for another foundation,
uh-huh,
for Chicago Public Schools as a leader in the school.
Uh-huh.
And when I heard about the organization, you know, living in the Woodlawn neighborhood, I knew that something had to be done and I wanted to be a part of change.
Absolutely. Good for you. Well, good. We will hear more about your story throughout this. And then Mosey Mae Ellison.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. And you're a mother of?
I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Earth Heart. I got involved with Earth Heart as being a leader in public school at Douglas.
Uh-huh.
And when it was explained to me the things for mothers to get together of all races, not just black, not
right,
just white, of all races. And being in Earth Heart have made me a better person, more alert, and it's given me another chance. I'm raising my grandchild because his mother passed. I'm raising the grandchild. And I'm a better, it gave me a better opportunity. I'm learning more about how to deal with children,
mm-hmm,
than I did when I raised my boys, you know.
Right.
And I could pat myself on the back. I think I'm doing a great job of raising my grandchild, you know.
That's great.
I'm trying to keep him involved in positive things.
Right.
And introduce him to new things. And Irvine just made a better person out of me because I was a type of a person, woman, that didn't like women's.
And now some of your best friends are women,
a lot of drama, drama. But being Earthheart and the sisters that I've been around with, I got a real good best friend out of Earthheart. Matter of fact, I got two out of Earthheart.
Right.
And I have people to put me, don't sugarcoat my mess. I got one to always try to keep me up on my toes all the time.
So it's not just the kids learn, it's the mothers learn, too, which is always a good thing. And what neighborhood? What neighborhood are you in, most of you?
Woodlands. Woodlands. That's where I was at. But now I'm in Inglewood.
Okay.
So I'm between. I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And Elizabeth Harris is here with us.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a single mom of 3 boys.
Oh my gosh, you're a saint.
Yes, 12, 9, and 5. And I became a part of Earthheart 5 years ago, which is when I had my first, my third child. So my baby is the same age as Earthheart.
Okay.
So he's an Earthheart baby.
Oh, cool, cool.
So as a leader in the community as well, you know, a young mom, so I needed this group at that time for my life.
Great, great. And we have Melanie Norris.
Hello, my name is Melanie, my original Melanie Williams, and I was born and raised in the Woodlawn community.
What's your middle name?
That's a Tanisha question.
That's a joke. Okay, go ahead, Melanie. Sorry.
I was born and raised in Woodlawn. My family has been in Woodlawn since 1929.
Wow.
Yes, that's a very, very, very long time.
Sure.
I became a part of Earthheart 5 years ago. I was introduced to Earthheart by a woman by the name of Tasha Downey when I was looking to become a part of the Academy for Urban School Leadership, and I was introduced to Ms. Dee Dee Kopdyke.
Okay. And Katonya Withers is here.
Hi.
Hey.
Katonya.
Oh, Katonya. I'm sorry. Duh. I even asked you that before the show. I apologize.
I'm a mother of 4 from the Inglewood neighborhood, formerly living in Woodlawn and a couple of other neighborhoods as well. And I got involved with Earthheart because Tasha Downey, she introduced me to Dee Dee Kopdyke. And she was saying that she wanted to start up an organization to see what we can do about bringing peace to our neighborhoods. And the first place to start was mothers. So I like her.
Well, it's a great thing, and that's one of the first things I was impressed with Dee Dee and the rest of you, of not just being passive and thinking, okay, this is where we live, this is the way it is, of you making change in a very dangerous situation. It's the give peace a chance thing, is bringing peace to the neighborhood and not just running away from it, but owning the neighborhood, being citizens of the neighborhood and trying to make change. Now, why do you think that Dee Dee thought mothers would be the group to go to? You know, she didn't go to the police. She didn't go to the, you know, aldermen. She went to mothers.
Because mothers is got a powerful hand. And mothers is the head of their households. Most, you know, we got a lot of single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why Dee Dee said mothers. Because I think if all of us mothers get together as one,
there's power there.
I think people's going to listen to what we say.
Yeah. Now, some of you had leadership roles even before this group, and I know a couple of you mentioned schools. Now, there's some people that have kids in the school, and they don't know where the school is. You know, they don't know anything. And I don't care. Pick a neighborhood, Lincoln Park, whatever. But you obviously have been active in your schools and trying to make change there.
Mm-hmm.
Was that successful or frustrating or a little of both?
I would say a little bit of both. Me stepping into that atmosphere, there were already a group of volunteer moms, and them being all older. And me coming into that, it was a little bit scary, but it was also a little bit powerful because it's like I represent a generation of like now our babies are here.
Yeah.
Our babies are the ones that are in these schools now.
Right.
So it was more of, well, I have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Me being younger, well, let me add this. This will be hip. This will be cool. This will be something the kids are like, let's just try it. Let's be optimistic about it.
Sure.
And it was really successful, I will say. That's when they started to see that, oh, she's passionate about this. Mm. She brings more than just talk. Because a lot of young mothers are all talk, but there's no action. So when they saw that, oh, she's good, she's smart. And it was kind of crazy because it was like, oh, wait, you're young. So it was kind of like, wait, so how does that work? So I brought a perspective as in not all younger moms are childish. It's not that we don't listen. We do.
Right.
We just needed someone to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave that platform as a young mom to say, no, we are very intelligent. This is what we want to see. So sitting down and having people to really listen and say, you know what, let's try that. And I brought in a couple of programs into my children's school that actually worked.
Wow. That's great. Now, a lot of you have grown up in the neighborhood. And what kind of changes have you seen? What was it like when you were growing up? Is it worse? Is it the same? Is it better in some ways compared to when you were a child to the world that your children are growing up in?
Growing up in Woodlawn, a lot of the things that I see today, I saw back in the 70s and in the 80s as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
As far as change in the community, I don't see much of a difference. When Alderman Willie Cochran became our alderman, then I began to see, you know, different infrastructures come into the community. That's when I first met anybody of leadership in my community, when I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I've never in my life met anyone from leadership as a child coming up, other than maybe my school or something to that effect. Everything is pretty much still the same. The violence may have increased. As far as me being a part of the school system, I worked for Dineen Elementary before I became a part of Earth Heart, many years before. And I remember being in Chicago Public Schools. I remember working for Chicago Public Schools. And then I remember when AUSL came into Chicago Public Schools. When AUSL came in, that's when I saw a dramatic change. I saw change in test scores. I saw change in attendance. I saw more parents participating.
Mm-hmm.
I saw changes in the public school system that were like phenomenal, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as now, now that I'm a full grown woman within the community, I do everything that I can for the community because I don't want to see any young girls go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to see young girls see the things that I've seen. I don't want them to have that same experience. I do know that parental guidance is number one. I do know that mothers makes all the difference in the children's lives. But one thing we tend to forget is that along with the mothers making the difference, our leaders make a difference as well.
Right.
We kind of forget that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the school systems, we kind of forget, you know, that everybody plays a role. You know, and we're living in a day now where everybody is pointing the fingers at parents. Bad parent, bad parent, mm-hmm, bad parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody, if you go into a school, you'll hear them talk about bad parenting. But I remember recently where the chief of police, he had made a statement, a televised statement about some girls being found in the building. And even he said, bad parents. It comes from bad parenting. But he forgot to mention the bad leadership in the community.
Yeah.
In my opinion, growing up in Woodlawn, I feel like anywhere where you see bad abandoned buildings,
mm-hmm,
you got a bad leader. That means a bad leader is in that community.
Mm.
Anywhere where you see, for instance, right now we have a lot of raccoons and possums in the neighborhood. And everybody knows they like trash. And if you have a neighborhood where trash is everywhere, that represents bad leadership. You have a neighborhood where the children are all dropping out of school. That represents bad leadership, bad parents, and bad neighbors,
bad, you know, just all the way around. Mm. So we kind of forget the things that are important. Mm. So right now, my position is I just don't want to see young ladies see what I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. It's not fun. No. So that's why I stand strong. I stand bold, you know, against anything that's not right within my community, regardless to who it is. Officer Friendly, when he comes around, he has to be right. Mm. When they come around to campaign for election in the Woodlawn community, they got to be right. Mm. If they're not right, they have trouble out of Melanie.
You go.
That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, a lot of this goes back to the systematic racism that, you know, Chicago's a very segregated city.
Mm-hmm.
Always has been. This is in the last 20, 30 years. This is back in the day where, you know, with redlining and segregation and like, you couldn't get a loan to buy a house. Mm-hmm. And then if you did, you couldn't get a loan to fix it up. And it's old housing, so it starts crumbling, and they go, oh, there goes a neighborhood. You know, these guys move in, and they just let it go. Well, you know, I would like to see anybody else survive under those kind of, you know, setbacks, and, you know, financially and socially and every other which way, and then money not going to the schools in the neighborhood. And they go, oh, gee, why are the kids not doing well? Well, just come on, you know, ship them up to Winnetka, see how they do there, you know. They do fine, thank you. But I think that sometimes they blame the wrong people, like you say, or they don't think the mothers care or they aren't involved. And I know different. I remember Girl X.
Yes.
I went to St. Joseph's. That was the parish in Cabrini Green before that got gentrified. And went to the service. She survived, so it wasn't a funeral. But I'll never forget it because they had this youth choir up there, and the choir director said, I want you to look at every single child. Don't just look at the whole group. Look at every single child, because that child could be the next Girl X if we don't take back our neighborhood. And boy, I'll never forget that, because it's powerful when you look at each one of these children. And it was so powerful because they were talking about how the grandmothers have to be sitting on the porches again and calling the parents, say, you know what your kid's up to? You know, there was none of that connectedness that we usually used to have in any community. I don't care, black, white, whatever. And it's hard to do in a high rise, because that's all, you know, a lot of it was high rise there. And people just don't get it. Like, if they were in that situation, you know, don't judge till you walked in your shoes. But I'm thinking now, how do we move on, especially with the problem with guns? I think guns have really exacerbated this whole problem, you know, because they're so easy to get and people shoot and they don't shoot good. They shoot the wrong people all the time. You'd think they'd be embarrassed. Really? No pride? You'd think they'd be going, I really suck at shooting this gun. But they don't seem to care. But those are your babies sitting on the porch and being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I think a lot of people go, well, what can we do? What are you doing?
It's a lot of things that we can do. It's a lot of things. First of all, people, the society think, because you got parkway, you got high rise, and you and they put them in classification like it's all bad people because you live in a project, you know. But we got some intelligent children that came out of Parkway that's continuing on with their education. Mm-hmm. Stop labeling these kids.
Mm-hmm.
They bad because they live in Parkway. They bad because they live in them. We got all these preachers. These people need to come off behind these doors and come out here. It ain't no such thing as we can't take our community back. We got a lot of ministers that got something that can help, that can mentor. We got all these women in church, you know, want to play. You want to judge people. Stop judging these people. Stop judging these parents. A lot, you got kids having kids that they don't know no better. You know, they need some guidance. They don't need to be talked down to. They don't need to be talked down to. They need some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need programs to get our young people off the street in the summertime.
Give them something to do.
Give them something to do so they won't be bored.
Yeah.
When you get bored, you want to get in some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we need these people to come in our community and see what we need. We need these aldermen to get up off of their tail and come
money.
Put some things in these vacant lots.
Yes.
Knock
yeah.
these buildings down.
Yeah.
You come on the north side, you don't see all these buildings all
no,
boarded up.
Yep.
You know, come down and knock these buildings down. Put something up there constructive. You know, our young mothers that's out here don't have an education. Put programs and put daycares where they can be able to put their child in a safe daycare, go back to school. Half of these mothers, they don't want to just get food stamps, but a lot of them just don't know. They don't have a trade. They don't have an education.
Hmm.
And then it's up to the parents, too. We have to stop being scared. Closed mouth never get fed. You got to stop being scared and reach out. You got to learn how to trust somebody. Somebody. So that means when they had these little groups and things, come out and participate. Earth High don't get you jobs and get you apartments, but they give you resources so you can be able to help your family. You don't have to stay stuck in the gutter all your life.
Right.
But you got to be willing to get up off your tail
yeah.
and go and find what you need to upgrade you and your family. And
well, I heard about Officer Maddox, a police officer who's put together this drop-in center. And that's amazing, you know, to see the kids have a place to go. They get some love. They get some adult supervision
yes.
and guidance
mm-hmm.
and some hugs. You know, hugs go a long way, I think. But tell us about that. What's going on with that? And they're all looking at you.
Well... Okay.
We got five women. Somebody's got to talk. Okay.
Well, Officer Maddox has a great program. I actually live in Parkway Gardens where the program is mm-hmm. Stationed at the center. It's a great program. The only difference is the center only holds a certain amount of number of children.
Sure.
So she can only deal with the funding that she gets mm-hmm. and the space that she has. If we get more space and more funding, we can be able to serve all of the residents, all of the children. That means from the ages of newborn all the way up till they're 18 and they go off to college and whatever. But if we don't have the government officials, let's start there. Let's talk about the gun violence. How do the guns get into the community?
Yeah.
The trains. Why would you pass through an urban community? Oh, accidentally the train stops. Oh, there's no one to guard it. Oh, let's go see what's on that train. Because when you're poor, you don't have anything to have. And you think, well, there's a money making sitting right there. I'm going to rob that train. I'm going to see what's on that train. I'm going to take it. And this is how I'm going to provide for my family. Mm-hmm. Whether I don't even care what hands it lands into. I make a dollar off of that. That's all I care about. So let's start there. Let's talk about these trains. Let's talk about what the government is doing. Now they're doing cutting off families' food stamps and medical. How are these people are supposed to survive when they're still making under the means? Mm-hmm. How? It's a setup. And I get that the system was started just for you to make it to the next level. But if I'm still trying to get to the next level, how are you helping me? And I understand that a lot of people got comfortable with the system. Mm-hmm. I'm not making any excuses for those individuals whose minds went that way. Mm-hmm. But trauma is huge in the urban community. A lot of people have been molested. A lot of people have seen family members beaten to death. They lost their family and friends. So them dealing with that, how can I progress and raise proper children if I'm still dealing with something that I've never even talked about, never even sat down and had a conversation with, that maybe my closest friend don't even know. Mm. So I can't properly function as an adult because I'm still stuck at that age of that trauma. So I'm just a grown baby living life, not even paying attention. Can't even teach my kids if I don't know that.
Right.
Because I'm ashamed and hurt. Because if I say something, I won't be heard. I'll be ridiculed. And I'm embarrassed. So why even say anything? Why does it matter? So if we can get to the root of putting mental health into urban communities and dealing with those things, and then putting the fire under the government, mm-hmm. and also letting people know that they are loved, because you have to give people back their confidence. And by doing that is love. Everybody keeps talking about what the politics and this and that, but what happened to love? I still believe in love. I think love can heal a ton of things. And when you love on someone, trust begins to build. And when you build that trust, openings happen. There's a doorway. Now we can talk. Now we're getting to the root of this. Now we're getting down to this. So let's fix this problem together. Because sometimes people need help. They can't think of it on their own.
Right.
So let's do this together. Now, am I going to come up with all the steps for you? No. But am I going to be there to love you, to cheer you on? Heck yeah, let's do this. Let's rock this. But we all have to get to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. And the first root is putting the pressure on the government with these loading these trains in the middle and stopping them in the middle of the hood in the urban community and just leaving them there and then go, oh, the trains got robbed. We have to find a solution to this. There has to be better security. The funding of the city. We're watching the news. Oh, the mayor's building another industrial park. What the heck are we going to do with an industrial park? What are we going to do there?
We want a water park.
You know? Yeah. What about coming to the south side?
Yeah, a water park. It's cheaper, too.
It is. Like,
you can buy 10 water parks. Yes. You know? Yeah.
Like, what about like the lots?
What about
the
us?
Abandoned buildings?
What about
the
us?
Programs?
Yeah. What about us?
The school system? And you're building
us.
An industrial park. Who's benefiting from that?
Right.
Because we're not benefiting from it at all.
No. Well, Father Flager had people out on the highway the other day and stopped traffic to draw attention. This is important. We gotta deal with this now. And don't be just sitting in your car thinking you're in my way. Think about, well, you're driving by, but what's going on in the neighborhood? And really getting back to that, what I said originally, we live in Chicago.
Yes.
And it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when a kid gets shot in your neighborhood,
it affects everybody.
And we've got to come together and somehow figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you women aren't just sitting around thinking about it or bitching about it. You're getting busy and you're making change. And you've got your four pillars of peace in this organization: education, health, economics, and safety. And I think, man, you know, that says it all right there. Now, we are running out of time because I knew we'd get all these women in the room and myself here. We would talk. We could talk for like 3 hours and still not come up for air. But I want to leave people, though, with an idea of what they can do. How you are ambassadors of peace. How can they be ambassadors of peace? And they don't even live in the neighborhood. I had a friend in college, one of the dearest friends of my life, and he was the head of the Black Student Union, and he was a thin man, and I was Jolly Green because we did R&B shows, so we had handles, you know. And he goes, Jolly Green, we don't need you to get on your, and this is night in the 60s, we don't need you to get on your white horse and come into the inner city and save us. I said, well, then what should I do? Because that was a thing. Everybody thought, I'll be a teacher. I'll go in the inner city. I'll save everybody. You know, he says, nah, good intentions doesn't cut it. He said, we need you to get your people in line so they understand what's going on so we can meet on a level playing field. And I saw Tim about 20 years ago, and I said, I've been spending my life doing it. And having you women come in here and share your stories enables me to continue that mission. And my hope is that we can all come together somehow and figure it out and do what we need to do. So what can an old white lady in Lincoln Park do?
Wow. Well, I think one of the things that you can do is what you're doing now, continue to love on us. When we first met you at the event, you was nothing but nice, and we have no other choice but to give that back. But I think the most important thing is we need to encourage every young lady that we see, do not drop out of school. We need to encourage them to stay in school by any means necessary. That's very important. I think we need to encourage everyone around us to register to vote, because it matters. When you do not vote, that matters.
Mm-hmm. We see that in action.
We do not want any other officials coming into our neighborhoods. That does not mean us any good at all. We're going to start with the local government first. Yep. That's what I want everybody to know. I want our young ladies to stop dropping out of school. I understand they like to party. I understand they like to have fun. I like those same things, but we need to get some. We need to get our priorities in order first.
I knew we had
first.
Something in common.
So we need to get our own priorities in order first. Let's stay in school. Let's encourage them that school is cool.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to make it. And once we get our young ladies to stay in school, they'll change their thinking. They'll change their thinking. They'll change their mindset. Everything about them will change the further that they go in school. So I think they'll be able to raise their sons a little bit differently. We won't be a village that doesn't have unity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. We have to break the cycle of violence somehow. And as you were speaking, I was reflecting on, because I grew up, I was in college when Dr. King was shot, and he preached love, and that was the whole root of it. Mm-hmm. You've got, without love, all the social programs and the money and all that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, it's just a bureaucracy then. Mm-hmm. It's got to be with love.
So start there.
Yeah, start
just
there.
Just come down from the north side and just love on us.
Right.
Men,
come
women. Let's do, you know, I got a 5-year-old. Let's do a play date.
I love it. Aunt Terry's on her way. Well, I wish we had an hour instead of 30 minutes, because we already went over it. And I got to cut this off. But how can people donate to Earth Heart Foundation? How can they volunteer? How can they do something other than just have good intentions?
Go to earthheartfoundation.org. Check out our website. Follow us on Facebook, Earth Heart Foundation, and sign up. And when you see us post events, come on out. Contact Deirdre Kodike or hit one of the moms up on Facebook.
There you go.
You know?
They can find us in the community.
And if you want to donate on the website, we do have a donate site or button. You can hit that and just go ahead and give to us so that we can continue to give to our people. Thank you.
Great. That is wonderful. And, you know, I know one of you works for the White Sox, and I bleed blue. I'm a Cubs fan. But I always say, if it says Chicago on the uniform, I root for them. So when the Sox went to the World Series, I rooted for them. And you are my sisters in a different neighborhood, but we're in the same city. Mm-hmm. And love is a good starting place. So thank you very much. Earth Heart Foundation, everybody get busy and check it out. Because I know, speaking for a lot of people, I'm sick and tired of feeling helpless.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of reading about another child that got shot and thinking, oh, man, that's, you know, that's not good enough. Thinking about it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. So thank you for giving us a starting place, and let's get busy. Thank you very much, and I can't go around because I'm way out of time now, but Earth Heart Foundation, check it out. Google it. Get on there and do something. But thank you, women, for taking the time out of your busy days. You're all working, and you're raising kids, and for you to take time to come down here in the studios of XRT. I really appreciate it. So
thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm Terry Hemmert, Earth Heart Foundation. Get involved. We're 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.